I woke up this morning to read a tribute of a friend. He'd written to his late dad. Though they weren't on so awesome terms before his death, this friend could still recall the beauty and joys in their interactions. And I thought to myself, death is only the beginning. Or you could say, a beginning. Welcome to day 5 of my journey. Although life is meant to be enjoyed, we find ourselves going through a lot of ups and downs to the extent that sometimes we believe that all hope is lost. I've been there, I've done that, you know. I know a couple of fellas that would rather not hope for a good outcome, but they'll prepare for the worst. The rationale in doing this is that they are never shocked when anything happens. It's like an overthinker who has, you know, put all of the scenarios in her head and thinks, okay, these are the worst outcomes. Think about it this way, that way, you know. So when something eventually happens, you say, oh yes, I said it, I knew it, you know. And if a good thing comes out, you're like, okay, this is different, you know. The thing is, hope is a very important part of our human existence, and without hope, it's difficult for us to navigate through this jungle of life. Now, I'm randomly thinking about this Naira Marley song. He says, Ayelo Mayele, Ayoli, basically means that life isn't hard, but it's the people that make life hard. We go through life holding on to a lot of baggage, a lot of pain, and we think this is the way to go, and we do not trust other people. We think that other people are out to get us. Now, imagine this scenario. There is person A and there is person B, and both of them do not trust one another because of, say, their experiences that they've had over a period of time. Of course, we all have different experiences. Now, because they do not trust each other, they do not bring the best of themselves to the fore. But of course, I get it. When we experience unsavory stuff, it makes us to withdraw from others. It's understandable. But the thing is, it's like a stuff that reflects back at you, and doing that would make you miss out on the beautiful things of life. And an unsavory experience with one, two persons doesn't mean that every other person is the same way. But, well, that's not my point anyway. My point is that hope is very important for human survival. I see some people that probably see another individual as, oh, this person doesn't have money, this person cannot help me, so I would rather not associate with this person. I'd rather go meet somebody who I think can help me. But the thing is, we help one another in different ways that we do not know. Just a kind word, just a smile. Hi, I love your t-shirt. Hi, I love your shoes. Could go a long way in brightening somebody's day, you know. Hi, what you're going through right now is not the end. What you're going through right now is just for now. You can do it. You have the ability. You know, just kind words. That hope that we need, that hope is very important for us as humans. Without it, we're nothing. Life will continue to come with ups and downs. Life is not linear, right? Life is not just a very straight path. Sometimes you have it good, sometimes you have it bad. It's just what it is. But the hope that we have is what makes it easier. Say a kind word to somebody this Monday, and thank you for listening to me on my day 5 of my 17 days in July journey. And don't leave a heavenly father can ease the hurt. Just let it go and keep praying on your knees. And yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away. And be hopeful, hopeful. And he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay. Go be hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away and be whole.